It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're going to start this hour talking about the press conference from Presidents Trump and Putin yesterday, where Donald Trump said that he believes the president of Russia over the facts gathered by his own intelligence agencies. We're, of course, taking your calls. Do you agree with former CIA Director James Brennan about Trump's behavior? He called it treasonous. Or do you feel that Russia is an innocent victim of the deep state? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. When we saw this news yesterday, one of the first people we thought of to help us make sense of this is Laura Brown. She's an associate professor and director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So what struck you about this situation? Can you help us make sense of this?
Well, I think what is so striking to me is really, in some ways, President Trump's sort of lack of knowledge about and curiosity in politics. And I say that because when you look at the way he approaches all negotiations, right, and the way that he has been engaging in what he believes is diplomacy, he is so focused on kind of the bottom line that he doesn't seem to understand that politics at root is about process. It's about form. It's about the methods and the means by which you come to resolution, not just that you come to an agreement. And so my problem with what is happening is that President Trump sort of wants any and all deal with any person on the world stage just because it seems to burnish his credentials in his own mind. And yet, that's not what's going on. We're losing credibility and we're losing the moral authority for democratic forms of governance, which are really about the procedural and process.
Hmm. This comes on the heels of indictments, which happened a couple of days ago, of Russian intelligence operatives. These are people who actually work for the Russian government, correct?
Yes. I mean, that is part of the reason why Putin was saying, hey, if Mueller wants to come over here and interview these people, they could. And what was extraordinary was that President Trump seemed to believe that that was a good solution.
Yeah, he was nodding his head. Rather than we indicted them, they should be extradited over here. When
correct.
Trump was asked if he was going to ask Putin that, what did he say?
Well, I mean, I think what we're looking at is, you know, we have Robert Mueller, who has issued indictments. We have a whole situation where there are criminal activities that have taken place. We have an intelligence community that is united around Russian meddling in our election. And unfortunately, President Trump seems to only see this through the prism of the second piece of this investigation, which is about collusion and conspiracy with this meddling. And this is where, you know, we are, I think, really in a fearful and kind of uncharted territory, because what is happening in our world at this moment is that our president has been overseas saying he agrees with a thuggish, essentially dictator, as opposed to our intelligence community and all of our American values.
And does that rise to the level of treason?
Well, I mean, this is where I think what is difficult is certainly his behavior was him operating in basically not in the United States' interest, but more in sort of his own vision of what the presidency is. Hmm. I think the problem is when you start throwing out words like treason, you're really engaged in a conversation that he is sort of wittingly attempting to put Putin in place of the American president. And, you know, I'm not so sure of that. I think so much of this is about President Trump's incompetence, inexperience, and just sheer sort of narcissism around the way he views the job of president. And he doesn't understand why American government is so important in the world's history, what the social contract is all about, why it is that people willingly and voluntarily enter in to essentially forms of democracy, even though they're messy and inefficient. And we do it so that everyone could essentially be imbued with their natural rights and have an ability to be free. And that's where I just think this president, his inexperience and his ignorance are really a huge part of the problem.
So yesterday, AP's Jonathan Lemire stood up and he asked President Trump directly about these indictments and whether he had talked to President Putin about this. And Trump's answer was that the FBI never got the server. I was totally confused by that. What does that mean?
Well, so much of this is about the fact that he is confusing this, verified fact that the Russians created a disinformation campaign in our elections and that they did meddle with this notion of how much was his campaign and his campaign operatives involved in it, or were they colluding? And so the problem is every time this question comes up about meddling, he assumes it's a charge about collusion. And when he then makes that assumption, he believes he's being asked if he is an illegitimate president, because he believes that if you sort of acknowledge the meddling, you acknowledge then his legitimacy in the office. And this is where he keeps fighting back and saying, no, this isn't really about what happened with the Russians. This is about what happened with Hillary Clinton and the server and all that was going on to essentially cover up her misdeeds.
We are talking about the press conference yesterday with President Trump and President Putin and the reaction to it. We are on the phone here with Laura Brown, who is a political scientist at Washington University. We are also taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Steve from Sun Prairie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I kind of find the whole thing fascinating just from a domestic standpoint. You know, here we have neocons such as McCain or Lindsey Graham, who seem to never have met a war they didn't like, now having an alliance with those with Trump derangement syndrome who hate everything about Trump, who just said a few short years ago that, you know, to Mitt Romney, Obama, that, you know, the 80s called wanted the Cold War back. So I just find it fascinating this alliance between these two distinct group of domestic people just for the hatred of Trump.
So you think this is all about hatred of Trump? This is not, you don't think the Russians are meddling at all, even though our intelligence community say they are?
I think we're meddling there, too. I think there is meddling going on. I just find it fascinating that these two groups of people who despise each other on every other issue can unite hating Trump.
Thanks for that, Steve. Laura, I find it interesting that people look at this as a political thing. Does this go beyond politics?
Well, the reality is we're in this moment of high levels of polarization and partisan identities and sort of these senses that you are battling on your team or against the other team have really taken precedence over issues and facts and truth and kind of objective analysis. And we are in this place where every American kind of views politics through the lens of their party and their affiliation. And so I appreciate what your caller is saying, because what he is interested in at some level is how President Trump is reorienting the political system to make it in such ways that kind of former, opponents are now really allies. And what he's really, I think, kind of getting at is this deeper issue about kind of experience versus inexperience, insiders versus outsiders, elite versus those, who know nothing about politics but say they can run it.
Okay, so Laura Brown, we would like to keep you on the phone once we come back from this break. Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to try and get a better connection to Laura in a moment. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We are talking this half hour about the press conference yesterday between President Trump and President Putin. We're talking with Laura Brown from George Washington University and taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Laura, we have you on for a few more minutes here. After the press conference yesterday, so there were indictments like the day before, and then after the press conference, a Russian woman in the U.S. was arrested for trying to broker a meeting between Trump and Putin in 2016. Who is she?
Well, she is an American activist. She's actually been engaged with the NRA. She did do studies at American University. She is somebody who has been looked at as having essentially been a Russian asset who has attempted to infiltrate and then coordinate on behalf of the Russian government.
We should also note, as you just heard, if you were listening to the news here, that Scott Walker had met with this person, but there's no indication that what he talked to her about at this point. We're going to have more from that later in the week. It looks like, Laura, that she was kind of shopping around for presidential candidates in 2016.
That's what it does appear as though. And this is where one of the things that is true is that during presidential campaigns, a lot of people come out of the woodwork and start trying to get close to the candidate's, high-level staff as well as the candidate themselves. And it's a very difficult balance because you have, this desire to sort of meet with people and talk with people and engage on issues that are affecting Americans, but there are also sort of individuals who are nefarious actors. And this goes to one of the reasons why it's so incredibly important to have kind of a serious staff around you. And one of the real issues with President Trump's campaign was that many people who were in his orbit did not have presidential campaign or political experience, and they didn't know the warning signs. So whether or not they sort of wittingly colluded, we do know from the indictments, we do know from the conversations, that at the very least, they kind of unwittingly engaged in many of these communications.
We are talking for the next few minutes about President Trump and President Putin, and we've got a call from Joe from Waukesha. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Hi. There's this indication, I think, if there's ever been one, that we need desperately some kind of constitutional convention in our country. By that I mean that, when someone continues to do the same insane thing over and over again and refuses to recognize a need for change, that's usually a recipe for insanity. What I'm saying basically is that we need somehow to move out of the situation we presently have as a government, a system that we're the only ones in the Western world that has a system where one person is both head of state and head of government. And we need somehow to recognize how much further down the line we're going to go, given the fact that we've had a war in Iraq that has started the mess largely in the Middle East because of one man. And now we have a man who certainly is questionable whether he has any capacity whatsoever to be a head of state, much less even running a real estate company.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to have to stop you there. We have a limited time with Laura, but thank you for that. So, Laura, is part of the problem here that we have this form of government that makes the president also the head of state and the head of the government?
No, I mean, I don't think that that's the problem. I think the problem is that we have a partisan structure at the moment that is allowing for the Congress to ignore any problems with the executive. Quite frankly, I think it is a much more perilous situation when you have sort of a parliamentary system, because then, in fact, as most of the world has, when the prime minister is in control, they are also in control of the executive branch and the legislative branch. We are effectively seeing that right now. And so I would argue that the problem isn't our system. The problem is our partisanship. And were the Congress doing what it needed to do, it could certainly adequately check the president. It has more powers than the president.
Okay, so I'm going to end with this. Paul Ryan said that there is no question that Russia interfered with our election, and that the president, this is a quote, the president must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. Everybody from the intelligence community came out and condemned this press conference. Mitch McConnell, Bob Corker, lots of people in Congress, Republicans in Congress. Do you see things changing there?
Well, I don't, because unfortunately what we have is a lot of members of Congress who happen to be part of the Republican Party who are very fearful of their base because they believe that the voters sort of adhere to and believe in what Donald Trump is doing. So this is where I would argue that the system we have right now is not broken. The problem is essentially how people are being represented is working exactly the way it should be. The problem is that we have a problem with how people are understanding politics, the role of politics, the role of the president, and what a true Congress should be doing.
We are talking to Laura Brown. She's an associate professor and director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. She's also the author of Jockeying for the American Presidency, The Political Opportunism of Aspirants. Laura, we will be talking to you again. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on.